Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, September 3rd. What, 5 days away from the Jaguars kicking off their regular season in Miami against the Dolphins? It's going to be a hot one. Maybe some rain on the forecast. We're going to dive into that matchup, dive deep into it over the next few days. But before we get into that, the Jaguars have named their team captains. And I think it's always interesting to look at these captains, who the players and coaches feel really represent the organization. So you've got two from the offense, two from the defense, one from special teams. And I think that the captains this year were perfect fits for the Jaguars here in 2024. I think they're going to help lead this team on all fronts. I really do. I think that you couldn't pick five better captains for the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2024. So we're going to dive into it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjack.com/shop. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Help support the channel further. Get access to some cool perks, including discounts over at jenjack.com/shop. So Jaguars named their team captains: Trevor Lawrence and Evan Engram on offense, Joshua Hines-Allen and Foye Aluakin on defense, Logan Cook on special teams. So, Trevor Lawrence and Evan Engram. I mean, what can you say about these two guys that has not already been said? I just think that Trevor Lawrence has shown so much growth, so much leadership from the very beginning. Like, let's not forget what happened during his rookie year. He basically had to become not only the face of the franchise, but the mouthpiece of the franchise, the voice of reason for the franchise, midway through his rookie year. It was an absolute disaster from a coaching staff standpoint, from a head coaching standpoint. Trevor Lawrence had to advocate for his guys to be on the field, the coaching staff. He had to talk to the media about what was going on with the head coach, who was absolutely out of his mind and running a disastrous program. Not only did he do that his rookie year, but his second year, he showed growth, maturity, worked on the areas of his game that needed to be worked on, grew in Doug Peterson's offense, led the Jaguars to the playoffs, had one of the most miraculous playoff come-from-behind victories you have ever seen in the NFL. In 2023, he came out playing unbelievable ball. He got injured down the stretch, fought through it. That's another sign of leadership. Maybe the coaches should have said, hey, we got to sit you down for a few of these games down the stretch, but Trevor Lawrence, great leader, great quarterback, face of the franchise, just everything you would want, in my opinion, from a leader and from a quarterback and face of the franchise. I really do believe that. And then from Evan Engram's perspective, like, we've talked about it a lot here, but fans should love him for what he does on the field, obviously. Also, like, nobody spent more time saying hello, giving high fives, giving dap, autographs at that military appreciation day, the in stadium scrimmage, than Evan Engram. Nobody spent more time. It was awesome to see. He walked around the entire stadium. Anywhere fans were, he was trying to, you know, give them the love that they deserve, because without fans, the NFL would be nothing. But Evan Engram, man of the people, unbelievable work ethic. Nobody gets out on the field before Evan Engram for practice. And it's not like he's just out there. He's basically getting in a full, not a full practice, but probably like 30 to 45 minute practice session before practice starts. And again, it's not just being out there stretching. He is working on his hands. He's working on his speed. He is working on route running. Evan Engram, consummate professional. And he stays late as well. And just the transformation, obviously I didn't see him consistently in New York in terms of like on the practice field or anything like that. But the kind of rhetoric around him in New York was, oh, you know, former first round pick, can't hold on to the football, he's inconsistent. You have not seen that at all in Jacksonville. And just as Trevor Lawrence was helping the Jaguars win against the Chargers in that unbelievable comeback in the postseason, Evan Engram was right there making plays too. And I think that this guy is in line for a huge year. I think Evan Engram's going to have a great year for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He might even break his own record he set last year for the Jaguars receptions in a season. Could break the tight end record. Who knows? He was really close to doing it. I think that Evan Engram's going to be a stud for the Jaguars here in 2024. And on-field play, leadership, commitment to being like a good guy on and off the field, Evan Engram's absolutely deserving of that. And you've seen Brandon Scherff be the other team captain in years past. And
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I think it's fair for a changing of the guard here with Evan Engram because nobody puts in more work. Nobody is more important other than Trevor Lawrence in terms of being important to the offense. And then looking at the defensive side of the ball, I understand what happened last year with Josh Hines-Allen. It was a contract year. He was not at voluntary OTAs. He was not named a team captain. it still pissed me the hell off. I thought it was ridiculous. This guy's leadership, his work ethic, his mindset, he is the wind at the back of the Jaguars defense. He lifts everybody. He absolutely does. With his work ethic in practice and in the games, like, you don't see other defensive ends playing harder than Josh Hines Allen. You just don't. And then the skill set, the physical ability, the growth technically, the growth from a mental standpoint, like, great run defender, great effort player, great pass rusher, great leader. What else do you want? What else do you want from a guy? And then Foye Oluokun, he's been one of the guys that during the rough times on defense over the last couple of years has kind of done his best to help keep things in check. Because I think there were some coaching issues for the Jaguars on defense the last couple of years. Some inexperience from the coaching staff at the top there defensively. And Foye, green dot player, always trying to get everybody in the right place at the right time, communicate. All that's pre-snap, right? And then post-snap, like, he's a dog. Great run defender, very good in coverage. You know, he's a league leader in tackles every year. Like, he was second this year, I think, which, you know, unfortunately, I was hoping that he would be able to get the three-peat, but he wasn't able to do that. And everyone's like, oh, tackles are, you know, a nothing stat. Well, that may be true, but stops are not. And this is a guy that makes stops. And a stop is a play, you know, according to Pro Football Focus, that results in a failure for the offense. And Foye Oluokun comes up with those types of plays as much as anyone in the league. He makes big plays on third down. He makes big tackles on third down. He's always where he's supposed to be. And then you actually go back and look at what he did last year during the offseason. The Jaguars mandatory minicamp. As long as there's good participation, good work done, Doug Peterson likes to give the vets off. Foye Oluokun said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here with the young guys. I'm going to help lead them. I'm going to help coach them. And I just respect the hell out of that. I really do. I think Foye Oluokun's a great leader. I think he is a team captain. He obviously is a named team captain, but even if you weren't naming captains, Foye Oluokun would be there. Josh Hines Allen would be there. I love these two guys on the Jaguars defense. Love the leadership they bring, the work ethic, and the play on the field again. And then on special teams, Logan Cook, you don't have to say a ton about this. He is the elder statesman in the special teams room. He's been here for a long time. He is the Jaguars' best punter they've ever had. You know, as far as specialists go, he does work very hard. And you see that in his ability to pin punts deep, coffin corner kicks, flip the field if he has to, make a play outside of what you would expect for a normal punter if he has to. Hell of an arm on that kid. Obviously an unbelievable leg, but a hell of an arm. Called him a kid. He's probably about my age, close to it. But Logan Cook is awesome. Awesome football player, awesome guy, great leader, great punter. What more could you ask for? And that'll do it here. Those are your Jaguars team captains. I wanted to talk individually about each of them because I think they deserve a spotlight, again, for the leadership they show, for the play on the field. These guys are absolutely the team leaders. And the cool thing is, too, you could name other people that deserve it. Absolutely. Like Christian Kirk, I think, deserves to be a team captain type of player as well. Brandon Scherff, obviously. I think Mitch Morse's leadership is huge. I think that Eric Armstead obviously hasn't been here long enough probably to be a captain, but he has those traits as well. I think Tyson Campbell has those traits. I think that Devon Hamilton has those types of traits. A guy that you look at what he had to go through to get to where he is right now. It's awesome. It's awesome. Andre Sisco. There's so many guys that I think are deserving and guys that exemplify what it should be to be a Jacksonville Jaguar, but none more than these players we just talked about. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. Become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.